On this final show of 2014, we're going to take stock of a big year in politics and then look ahead to 2015. Next week, Massachusetts will inaugurate a new governor, Republican Charlie Baker. A new congressman, Seth Moulton, will join the state's all-Democratic congressional delegation and head to Washington to contend with a Republican majority in Congress. And no matter how many times she says she has no plans to run for president, Senator Elizabeth Warren will continue to answer the question, will she or won't she run? Joining us now to talk about that and more is our old friend Peter Canellos, who's making his own transition in the new year. He's the former editorial page editor of the Boston Globe and is now the new executive editor of Politico.com. And Peter, welcome to the program and Happy New Year. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you, Anthony.
So let's start with a quick look back at 2014. What's the big local political story that most defined this past year for you?
I think it was Maura Healey's surprisingly big victory over Warren Tolman in the Democratic primary for attorney general, because what it showed was an underlying truth, which is that for all that this is a one-party state and Democrats dominate, people really want new faces for prominent offices. And that was obviously the dynamic that took hold in the governor's race. Even though Charlie Baker was not a new face, Martha Coakley was so much seen as part of the old Democratic establishment that she lost. So it's a lesson for the Democratic Party that if you have new faces like Elizabeth Warren and Deval Patrick and Maura Healey, you win. If you go with people who are perceived to be too much a part of the system, you lose. I think that was very much underscored in 2014.
Interesting, really interesting, broad lesson there about this past year. Well, let's talk about some of these new faces. We'll get to Seth Moulton in a moment, speaking of new faces, but let's look forward and start with a new governor for Massachusetts, Republican Charlie Baker, as we mentioned. He's going to be inaugurated next Thursday. He's been striking a bipartisan tone, assembling his cabinet, which will include at least three Democrats. What are your thoughts on the state's new governor and the challenges that he's going to inherit?
He has a very strong template to follow, having worked with Bill Weld and Paul Cellucci. And in recent years, it's almost been sort of the norm of having a moderate to liberal Republican governor working with the all-Democratic legislature. So I don't anticipate any problems. I think Charlie Baker will probably get off to a rather smooth start. But problems may emerge, and this is something my former colleague Scott Lehigh has often emphasized, will come if and when there's a budget crisis, because Deval Patrick, as we know, used the rainy day fund, took a lot of steps, made a few incremental tax increases and things like that to get Massachusetts over the hump during the last very severe recession. If such a thing were to happen again, Charlie Baker has many times stated he will not raise taxes. He will immediately start cutting services and cutting the state budget. And that's when the sort of ideological difference between a Democrat and a Republican becomes a little more visible. So as long as the economy is good, I think Charlie Baker is going to have a very smooth ride as governor. If it starts to go bad, there could be some problems.
Interesting. All right, well, let's move on to another new face. Seth Moulton, the new congressman from the 6th District who ousted Congressman John Tierney, Harvard-educated, Marine veteran, served in Iraq. In what way does he represent a different model for a Massachusetts congressman?
A very significant different model, because the usual model for a congressperson in Massachusetts has been to have a safe seat, because this is an all-Democratic delegation, attain seniority, develop expertise in a certain area, exert disproportionate clout in Washington within the system. You know, that's been the model that Barney Frank has followed, and Joe Moakley and Jim McGovern, and it was also the model that John Tierney followed. You know, he was a noted expert in education, among other things, and was quite senior and quite close to Nancy Pelosi. Nonetheless, voters opted to oust Tierney and support Seth Moulton, and I think that's a significant change for Massachusetts and a striking choice by Massachusetts voters. And it ought to put some of the long-serving congressmen a little bit on notice here that when a well-funded challenger comes along, voters are quite open to another option.
Let's move on, Peter. On Politico.com today, you have a piece on the 15 political questions for 2015. And high on the list is the role that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will play in the upcoming presidential sweepstakes, let's call them. And earlier this month, NPR's Steve Inskeep was one of the many people who asked her whether she will run for president in 2016. And here's what she said.
I'm not running for president. That's not what we're doing. We had a really important fight in the United States Congress just this past week. And I'm putting all my energy into that fight, into what happens after this.
Would you tell these independent groups, give it up, you're just never going to run?
I told them, I'm not running for president.
You're putting that in the present tense, though. Are you never going to run?
I am not running for president.
You're not putting a never on that.
I am not running for president. Do you want me to put an exclamation point at the end?
Okay, that's fine.
What do you think, Peter? Do we need to ask her again?
Well, it is kind of interesting that she sticks to her line.
I know. But what do you think? What is her role? I mean, clearly she's not running now. I know Politico says she's probably not going to run, but she will still have a significant role in the 2016 election either way, don't you think?
I think she will. I mean, I think she's really emerged as the standard bearer for progressive Democrats. And she has done so by taking on sort of symbolic but important causes and having a really consistent message and viewpoint. I mean, her view is that the Democratic Party has veered too far towards Wall Street and away from consumer concerns. And, you know, she's passionate about that. She pushes it hard. Hillary Clinton is vulnerable on that issue. So, you know, at minimum, Elizabeth Warren is going to extract some major concessions from Hillary Clinton if she is going to be the Democratic nominee.
Finally, Peter, talk about a story, if one comes to mind, in the coming year that we might be surprised by or one that you're most interested in following. What's on top of your list?
Since the Republicans won the election in November, Obama's sort of come out kind of on fire. You know, he pushed his immigration reform plan. He normalized relations with Cuba. He signed a major climate deal with China. You know, suddenly Obama has kind of been unleashed as the president that a lot of his supporters thought he was going to be 6 years ago. Hmm. And so there's a pervasive view around Washington that Obama in these next 2 years is going to try to get a lot of business done before leaving office. Something like closing Guantanamo would be an obvious one. You know, addressing the sentencing guidelines and limiting number of federal prisoners, particularly for drug crimes. That's another big one that he's pushing. One thing to look for is Obama himself. Is he going to be Obama unleashed? Is he going to be taking advantage of the somewhat better economy to push a much more liberal agenda, to act more forcefully as an executive now that he doesn't have to worry about moderate Democrats in vulnerable seats? So that's a big story to look at.
It'll be really interesting to watch that. And we look forward to doing it with you. Peter Canellos is the former editorial page editor of the Boston Globe and now the new executive editor of Politico.com. Peter, thanks so much. And have a happy new year. And we look forward to talking to you again next year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anthony. Happy new year.
Stay with us. Still ahead, Bill Littlefield and Glenn Stout on the big and the overlooked sports stories of 2014. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.